Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this, I guess we can call it the day after Black Friday, whatever you want to call it. But we are here with you, and we can't thank you enough for letting us be a part of your holiday weekend mornings. It's Friday, too, ain't it? Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all, and happy Thanksgiving to folks in Union City.
Where is this?
Union City.
Oh, Union City. Yeah. Yep. Down 85, other side of the airport.
Yeah.
So good morning, y'all.
Thank you. Good morning to you, too. Oh, you talking to the audience.
To the people in Union City, man.
But what he said. Good morning. And Noel, too. We are
City
here.
Folks. Yes, we
We're
are.
With you from 6 until 10, and then turn things over to John Fricke. But, you know, this is – I realize it has a name for today, but when we are on the air or doing something the day after a holiday, it's just the day after. Now, this is a unique day because – well, this is different than the 26th of December or – March 18th.
Or January 2nd.
Or January 1st is another one of them, but you're right. Those days. This one has a purpose to it, as opposed to a recovery day.
Right,
This one has a purpose. You really can't get too liquored up if you want to get out there and catch some of these deals.
Right.
The night before. So unless you got some 222s, which are aspirins, we can get over the counter up in Canada. They have codeine in them, but that's enough of that. So we differ a little bit on the amount of people that are going to be out this early for deals.
Yeah.
So make a liar out of one of us. 404-726-0929 if you're out and about.
If you're out, because we want to know, you know, there's a lot of people out there. Are the parking lots empty? I mean, what's happening? I think people are out there. But, you know.
Okay.
I mean, there's people out there. Not like back in the day.
Well, that's
but
all
if
I'm
you
saying.
Pass by malls, you're going to see parking lots full.
That's
you
the thing, man.
You will see parking lots full.
I can't remember the last time I knew three people that went to a mall.
Really?
That's because they shop at home.
Yeah.
Everybody does it at home. They're going to go deal with that parking, and especially a day like today.
Yeah.
Now, if they're doing
I don't go today. I mean, I'll wait until the way I do my holiday shopping, I wait after the day, and I'll go in the morning.
Oh, see, you stealth-like.
Well, I'm just saying, you can drive right up to the to the door.
Or you go right call ordered ahead of time, so they just bring it right out. You go, Mr. Crenshaw.
No,
roll your back window down.
And even if I want to go in and look around something, I mean, I'm driving right up to the door. I'm not parking on the back 40 or whatnot to try to get because that's what happens on a day like today.
You know what today is also good for? Somebody pointed this out to me years and years and years ago, and I never really thought about it, but I don't do it as much anymore. But I think about it on this day. There's a group of people who make a point of making donations on this day, not just because they want to make donations, and they're those types of people who are always, you know, just looking for ways to help others, but it's also clearing stuff out your house, making room for what you're about to bring in at Christmas time. I hadn't thought about that.
That's very important.
So
very important.
They start taking stuff out right now, all them old clothes. Maybe the kids have moved out the house. You've been saving them in there. No. Today is the day they box them up, And they go out. Now, they're going to go out shopping, but the first stop is to the donation location.
Donation location, which there are various ones. Mm-hmm. And they will all be happy to receive your donations today.
Have you ever gone there and picked up something?
A couple of places. You know I have.
I got
one. They walk around and they say, hey.
I needed a chair.
Okay.
Just a very nondescript chair. And I went in there because I was dropping stuff off. You know, I got all those old clothes I don't fit in no more, happily. Yep. So I was dropping them off. I see all these people going in. I'd never gone in there before. So I went in there and I used to have one of them. And then I needed a chair. So I knew where to go get just a regular old chair to do what I needed to do.
Yep.
And so.
Desk lamps.
A desk lamp for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You just walked in there and said,
perfect.
That's what I need right there.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so on this Friday, the 28th day of November, we got lots of college football. Well, we got lots of football to talk about. This is one of those unique couple days where we got college and pros going on at the same time and some significant games. Sam, we might actually have seen the end of the Kansas City dynasty.
You
last
think?
Night. It looks like there's a couple chinks in the crack.
I've been saying that for the last couple of years, man. You know what I mean?
Well,
they have. The people have been saying that and predicting that because that's what we kind of, in a backwards kind of way, kind of, you want to see that, but in the same time, you're like, all right, let's get these guys out of here.
Now, see, I don't feel that way about Kansas City either way. Yes, I realize they get on folks' nerves after a while. Anybody who wins a lot. You can say that about Golden State.
We said about the Patriots.
Say that about the Patriots. You can say that about the Bulls. You can say about all those teams that just continuously got the top of the headlines. But they didn't win it last year, even though they were there. They didn't win it.
Yeah.
And that's not something that you're used to seeing. Well, so that was the first time.
They're around.
And you
got to be in it to win it, though.
That's true.
You got to be around.
The way this season has played out, and if you follow sports, you know about the one dude who's undefeated. And that's Father Time. And Travis Kelce is starting to look like it. And that's part of it because I say him because he's a safety valve. But what is really going on with this Kansas City team? These guys got like grease on their hands. They've been dropping a lot of passes, Sam. And that's what's been unique about this season and the things that, you know, Patrick Mahomes is doing Patrick Mahomes things, but his guys tend to be letting him down in a way that we hadn't seen before. So that's why I say that about Kansas City.
Well, in this, if people hadn't had a chance to really give them a thorough examination this season, they had the opportunity yesterday, unless they were asleep from having eaten before the game came on. So people had an opportunity to give them great, you know, a look and really look at this team against the Cowboys team that always plays on Thanksgiving Day. It was a great time really to make some observations on where this Kansas City team is. People got a chance to see it.
And they had to win that game. They went in it knowing they had to win. Dallas felt the same way. So it was a heavyweight puncher's bout. And turned out the way it did. So we're going to talk a lot of football today. But we are also going to be talking college. Today is the day.
Big day here.
Now,
big day here. We're going to see something we hadn't seen before.
And that is?
We're going to see Georgia and Georgia Tech play on a neutral field. A quote neutral field. Really?
No, you're right.
We ain't never seen this before. I grew up the early part of my childhood in Birmingham.
Right.
So Legion Field was the place that Alabama and Auburn came to, a quote neutral field. Now Pat Dow argued, oh, Alabama fans up there, we need to play the game on campus. And they changed it. You know, so
it was Pat Dow who did that?
Yeah. Pat Dow made them change that and then start playing on the campus. But that's what they did for years. Before taking the game onto the campuses. This is a game that has always been on the campuses. I'm sure they played some other places. I got to go back and check the history. I know that, you know, the Auburn-Georgia game first played right around the corner here at Piedmont Park.
I was just going to say, didn't they do some stuff at Piedmont?
Yeah, you know, but that was the biggest place in town to do stuff back in the day. So maybe we check on that a little bit. But to me, today is in a quote neutral field because it's a home game technically for Tech. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have majority of folks who are going to be Georgia. Now, what percentage of the majority, I think, will be a different percentage than a lot of people thought it would be when the game was, you know, scheduled. People say, well, it's going to be 80-20 or 70-30. I think it's going to be closer to maybe 60-40.
Can I ask you a question about your former life? Actually, now that you're back
former,
in it.
Former life.
Your former sports broadcasting life when you were in TV. And a day like today, the times that you had, you were in that meeting during the week, and y'all were prepping for what you were going to do in preparation for the Georgia Tech game. And records aside, all of that stuff, there is interest out on the streets about this game.
Right.
How did you guys approach that? Were you given, like, you go to this bar, you go to this restaurant, you go, you know, this side of town?
Focused on the game. And make sure you had a second photographer. Because here's what's going to happen today is both coaches are going to be talking at the same time.
Okay.
They're not going to change. You know, after the game, coaches go to their area and talk. And so if this were like a bowl game or something, you might have one kind of press area.
Right.
Where they bring it. That's not happening today.
Yeah,
so people
game,
are planning and are planning that, you know, you got to have two people. You don't want to miss one locker room or miss one coach or whatnot. And that's the way it's been covering this game, you know, down through the years. You can do it with one person. But, you know, you go and get one coach, and you have to wait if that coach is late coming in or something. Mm-hmm. He's in there talking to the team.
Or if they lost, then he got
right. He needed to take it his free time. So, you know, you got to time it right, you know, mm-hmm. as far as it goes. But today, I think this would be the – but also the people, I can't wait to get over there and find out from some of the fans, how do y'all like this? Would it be something that you would remotely consider doing once every, like, 5 years?
You know what's funny, though?
Would you consider doing that? So,
but to that point – it's funny because now we have playoff, and one of the attractive parts of the playoff home game that those games are played at. Whoever has the higher seed gets a home game,
right?
And that's what makes it special. And so when you sit here and ask me, you wonder what people are feeling about playing Mercedes-Benz Stadium this year. I would imagine Tech would rather play on flats than anywhere else. Because of just, A, they lost that last game, but they got their crowd there. Now, it'll be split, but I'm just saying, I think that they would probably be at home to me. But you're going to find that out today.
We'll find out today. And that's how you like coming in. There may be some fans that come to this. We haven't been to a game at the Benz before. But, I mean, there have been a lot of Georgia games there. But you think about the SEC championship game and playoff game with Ohio State. They've had lots of chances to play in the building. Tech in recent years, having a chance to play one of their home games. This is their home game this year. So, you know, they've had to try it and try it out for size, and some of their fans may like it. That's the thing I'm wondering today. As they walk in today, how do you like this?
Yeah.
For this game?
How you like me now?
You know, that's the thing. You know, people get in Jacksonville, whether or not they want to leave Jacksonville for the Georgia-Florida game. They are going to leave Jacksonville. They have to.
They're
redoing the stadium.
Right.
But do you want to play it back on the campuses? They're not going to play on the campuses. They're going to play here. They're going to play in Tampa. While they renovate the stadium in Jacksonville. So that's the thing. This game has always been on campus. It's going to be different today, but there's an expectation because of the really great seasons that both teams have had.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are in for the morning shift on this day after, Black Friday, and hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I got one more question having to do with this game.
Yes.
I didn't know. I think I might have met one or two coaches. I was in a function where I quickly walked by Vince Dooley, shook his hand, and that was it. So mm-hmm. I met him once, mm-hmm. met Jim Donnan once.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know any of these coaches. My question to you is, after all these years, when you think back, from a soundbite, strictly from a soundbite stance, who's one of those guys that stands out, the coaches of Georgia Tech and Georgia? We know the bigger names, but I'm just saying, is there – somebody who you just enjoyed walking up to and holding that microphone?
Bill Curry. Without a doubt, he's just one of my favorite folks. He's one of my favorite people. Obviously, a Georgia Tech grad, coached at Georgia Tech before Alabama, Kentucky, and one of the founding coach of the program at Georgia State. So I've had a chance to spend a lot of time with him. And what he says about Georgia Tech is, and they have him recorded. They play his voice just talking about Georgia Tech in the stadium. Yeah.
Okay.
But he talks about it. He says, you know.
He got that voice, too.
And he says, you know, Georgia Tech people feel like they're smarter than everybody else, and now they're beating you at football. And that's
that's nice. That's nice. That not only is the knife going in, they're turning it. All right, man. Well, listen, I knew that you have all these stories and remembrances of the times that you covered it, and so forgive me, but throughout the show, we're going to tap into some of that knowledge and maybe pull a story or two out here. But we're going to do a deep dive into college football coming up next. Going to get into NBA action before the end of the hour, and then the conga line of guests start. Kyle, Sandy, let us know what's going on. Well, actually, first you're going to let us know what's going on locally, and then the two of you are going to tell us what's happening in high school basketball-wise throughout the state. Chad Bishop, Jeff Sintel, these are the two guys that we're going to bring on. One at 8 o'clock, that is going to be Chad Bishop talking Georgia Tech. Jeff Sintel from Dog Nation will be joining us at 9 o'clock straight up. Talking about
we're going to get
today.
You ready for the game.
Yeah, buddy.
We're going to get you ready for the game.
And then wedged in between that, our buddy Tim Scarborough, who, by the way, 2 months ago was ready to talk college football, even though he talks college basketball. Yeah. He just wanted to get on the show. He's going to be joining us. And Caleb Johnson going to join us later on in the night.
Because the Hawks are home tonight.
Yeah, they are. And we got that game for you in case you can't get in front of a TV. And we ain't even got to go downstairs around the corner. We're going to have it for you right here. All right, let's get this thing started, Sam. In for the morning shift, and thank you for letting us be a part of your Friday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is one of these groups that they got to be in a certain kind of mood to enjoy. Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah.
Even throwing Young. Whatever. I got to be in a certain kind of mood. I see Noel, she's head bobbing back and forth there. And I like him. Steven Stills, you know, individually. But I just can't. I couldn't go sit at a concert.
Great genre.
I just couldn't. No. Noelle, you a big fan of these guys?
Yes, but this is actually America.
This is America. See, this is even worse.
Nash, but I like them too, though.
This is America. See, yeah. I thought this was Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I should have known this because the Radke girls next door, they were all into these dudes. America. Who's another one of those bands that, like, just.
Yeah. You're in the right subgenre. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who. There was, like, somebody else, too, and. I'd walk into traffic.
Like Buffalo Springfield.
No. It was America and well, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but when Neil Young was with them, they had some bigger hits, but there's another band I'm thinking of. It'll come to me in a little bit. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game on this day after. It's Black Friday. And not Chicago.
No, not Chicago.
No,
Chicago's different.
Yeah, because they got them horns and all
different
that.
Different field.
Yeah. Oh gosh! It will. I'd wake them Radke girls up right now.
So. No, don't do that.
If I had their numbers, they ain't married. They ain't Radkes no more either. again, on this this day after, we're gonna get into the NBA and list a little bit. By the way, as Mr. Crenshaw mentioned earlier, Not only do we have NFL action, Bears at Philadelphia, you can't get in front of a TV, pre-kick at 2:30 or pregame, and kick at 3 o'clock, but we also got Hawks-Cleveland.
Yes.
And these guys tip off at 7:30. We got it for you right here, pregame at 7 o'clock. So there you go. We're going to get into Hawks with Caleb Johnson later on in the show, but Sam and I are going to talk Hawks, a little NBA. But yesterday, you know, there was just the one game, and I don't know about
you. Know what? There was another game yesterday, but go ahead.
I was talking about the Navy game.
There was another college football game yesterday.
I know, okay. Well, what I was going to ask you is,
yeah,
these guys are actually playing respectable football. Now, you can talk about their opponents all you want, meaning the midshipmen.
Mm-hmm.
But they went into that game 9-8-2.
Yeah. So you don't pay attention to them, but everybody watching them. The caliber of play with the military academy has up.
Is
up. They're playing good ball.
I got a stupid question to ask you, but I'm not sure if it's stupid. Do the academies? No, they really can't. They can't deal with the transfer portal, right?
They can.
Well, but how are you going to do that? You can't go from Army to Navy.
Well, no, not from Army to Navy, but if somebody wants to come and play there and want that education and make that commitment.
Can you do that, though? I mean, I'm curious about that. I'm literally curious.
I believe you can because there are guys who have transferred out.
But people that have gone from the Naval Academy, say, to go play out in Colorado at Air Force?
Well, not the Colorado Air Force. They can transfer and come and play over Georgia Tech.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about bouncing from academy
one
to academy.
Academy to academy.
That's what I'm saying.
That goes. But I'm just saying, there's folks moving around.
Maybe
not to the level that we see with most schools.
No, you're right.
Because of the commitments that have to be made, right?
But going the other direction, you're saying as people leave the academies, but can you easily join the academies and play? Without having to go, I just feel like there's more steps to get into one of the academies, whether you're playing sports or not, as opposed to just transferring and going into Georgia Tech.
Yeah,
I
would believe so too. But at the same time, if they're going to be competitive, they got to be in the game too.
Yeah,
and when you see their record, that's part of what you're seeing.
Them boys shut down Memphis the whole second
half. And I got to say this about Memphis because I saw that team play earlier this season. They played at Georgia State, and they came out looking like, you know, Matt Stewart and I worked that game, and we said, I think we're looking at the team that could be the group of five team that makes the playoff. That's how good Memphis looked.
They were 8-3 going into this game.
You know, they looked at, but they've had some losses now, so they won't be that team, but they really had the look that they could have been that group of five team that made it into the playoff. They're a good team.
Okay. And the other game?
Other game was down the road, down at Montgomery yesterday. Yesterday it was college football in Montgomery. Turkey Day that they have with that.
Okay.
Yeah, man, where you left my turkey?
I'm not laughing. I'm just the way you say things is amusing at times.
It's the Turkey Day game between Tuskegee and Alabama State.
Okay.
And they play this game, you know, for years they played it on Thanksgiving Day. I got to say, can I say something? And some folks
what would you expect me to say? Well, I'm going to say no. Of course not. Go ahead.
And I'm going to write this down somewhere at some point. But I always say 1970 was this amazing year. Because 1970 was the year they decided, okay, we're going to open up the doors and let black players come to all the schools, right?
Okay.
And then we're going to, you know, let black colleges compete in the playoffs, the NCAA playoffs. They weren't doing that before. We're going to bring them in and whatnot. And to me, HBCU surrendered one of their big money days. Thanksgiving Day was a big money day for HBCUs. They played on Thanksgiving Day, and this was the people set their schedules around it, and they attended these games. Clark College then and Morris Brown would play at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. You can draw that kind of crowd. People would come out. They know that the holidays is happening. And so the games that remain now are like this Turkey Day game. You know, they're forfeiting their opportunity if they had the season. And Alabama State has won 10 games this season. They just couldn't get past Jackson State. If they could have beaten Jackson State, they'd be in the SWAC championship game with a chance to come play in the Celebration Bowl. That's one of the stumbles they had this season. They've had an awesome season with Eddie Robinson Jr., not related to Coach Rob, as Stephen A. Smith
made
faux
pas
on TV, right? But Alabama State won yesterday 58-21. They said, You know what? Y'all can have your playoffs. We're going to make our money. We're going to bring Alabama State and Tuskegee together. And in that very nice stadium they have down there, if you go down I-85, very nice stadium on campus there at Alabama State. And they played ball yesterday. And they won and finished the season at 10-2. A great season for them. And big crowd, and they get to keep that cash. So I ain't mad at them. Grambling and Southern are going to play tomorrow. Florida A&M and Mississippi Valley are going to play tomorrow. And, you know, they're saying, you know, playoffs, we're going to, you know,
we're going to make the difference between what they are what they've decided to do and what the bigger conferences are doing? At the end of the day, all the traditions are gone. We know that. We see people bouncing from – we see big-time programs bouncing from conference to conference.
But this is a tradition that was given up. And to me, you've had only one HBCU win a national championship. They gave up cash for one Florida A&M national championship back in 78, the first year of the 1AA classification. So to me, they surrendered that. And so Alabama State says, we're going to make our money. Yeah. You know, we can't establish the depth of talent and retain them, because if somebody stands out on that team,
you know,
somebody's
going
to go away. So, right, yep. You know what I mean? We can't do that. So you know what? We ain't going to go out there for y'all to send us up to North Dakota State to lose by 30. We're going to stay down here and make our money. And I don't blame them. No. I don't blame them one bit.
But this is just another one of those stories. This isn't as publicized as the others, but it has been a moving landscape. For how many years? I Sam, I'll tell you, I have thought about you 100 times.
100 times? That's frightening.
Between
Noel, help.
Given this one topic.
What?
And that
what?
Is you when the decision was made. In fact, it was just before the decision was made by the Supreme Court about gambling. And you speculated, wondered what college football was going to look like. Not just the big dogs, from top to bottom. Once the gambling got involved, and then the beginning of the transfer portal, it was the Wild West. All of this craziness was going on, and on top of that, we were coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And you wondered this sport was going to look like and how they were going to manage and stay out of their own way in some respects. And that's what I mean. I think about this 100 times. Back then, which you wondered, and did you have any idea it would look like what it looks like right now?
No.
You know what I mean?
Not to a degree, right? You know, but it's amazing to see, and it evolves, you know, in front of us.
When we started talking about the people that were coaching that are no longer coaching,
yeah, they got a note and said, you know what?
Yeah, we're gone. We're going to talk TV. They're hanging around. You know, we talk about the Jimbo Fishers, or Dabo Sweeney's, if you will, still hanging on in college football. I asked the same question in college basketball. I think Mark Few gets away with a few extra more years because he's way out there in Gonzaga.
Yeah.
But how much longer does Tom Izzo put up with this? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think as long as he wants. I think the Michigan State folks, as long as he wants to be there, they're going to –
Oh, they will always embrace him.
Right, right.
It's the aggravation that coaches go through having to do with all this new stuff that comes in being a coach in 2025.
Right. Well, yeah, that's all about coaches wanting to – so they can control. You know, you go back to the 70s and, like, hair below the earlobe,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of coaches didn't want to go for that. Yeah. Of all in mind that, Bear Bryant, you would have thought he would have been the most traditional, no, I ain't going to have that, you know, Stabler came down there, and he had, you know, how long his hair came
right,
as a pro.
Joe Namath,
but even that, what Namath was different, but because he was 60s, but 70s with Stabler, and Stabler, you know, let it grow below the earlobe.
That's
that
true.
Was long hair back
That's
then,
true. You're right? Yeah, he looked
and,
like.
And Coach Bryant was like, okay, play ball.
If he can, win,
you know what I mean.
All right.
The coaches have to evolve, and why it looks like Izzo hasn't, he has, you know, in certain ways.
Oh, absolutely,
you know,
he
kind of has.
But there's still just stuff, and plus, once you know. If you ain't as young as you used to be, and then people start throwing stuff at you, you got to do this now. You got, or you have to hire this kind of person to handle this part.
Oh yeah,
of
you
got to
delegate. You
got
to, and if that person is good, how long do you get to keep them? That's the other thing too, because everybody's trying to figure out who's the best of what you have. You know, anybody that does well with Kirby Smart, you know, we've seen,
yeah,
right,
guys, coaching Oregon.
You know what I mean? That they could go almost anywhere, right?
Yeah. You mentioned Bear Bryant.
Yep.
Today was the day that he passed. Amos Alonzo.
Okay.
On this date,
yep.
Bear Bryant became, back in, what was it? The year doesn't matter.
Late 70s.
Yeah. He passed.
Something like that.
He passed Amos Alonzo, be the winningest coach, Division I. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at the list right now, where do you think he sits, Bear Bryant?
Oh, my goodness. He's probably about fifth.
He's eight.
He's eight, man.
Now, I include everybody in this top 10 list because I know you would too.
Yeah.
So John, was it Gallardi?
He's
is number one.
Up at the top.
Joe Paterno's number two, 409. Then Mr. Robinson is number three, 408. Then Bobby Bowden, number four. Kevin Donnelly, ever heard of him? He was at, he's going way back. But he was at Georgetown for a minute in California. Anyway, Ken Sparks after that, number six. But Bear Bryant coming in at number eight, just ahead of Pop Warner.
Okay.
And Roy Kidd rounding out the top 10. All right, you ready to talk some NBA?
Let's go.
We're coming back with it. It's Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this 28th day of November, Black Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 Game.
Oh, yeah.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, now.
Bars Radio 92.9 again.
We're going to dance off that turkey.
Well, we already have. Well, anyway, let me finish the intro here. 92.9 game.
Yep.
That's us, Sam and Greg, in for the morning shift. Now, what were you saying?
Auntie going to dance off that turkey right now if you get that, you play this song. You know what I mean?
Mm. Did you have any dessert last night? See, forget about the meal.
Yeah, yeah.
The dessert is what I'm asking about.
Yep. Excellent.
You did?
Yes. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, man. Good stuff.
Listen, man, I got to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
That was wonderful. If you're just tuning in, you missed a really good story Sam told.
What did I tell?
Come on, huh? And Noel, her too. The education that you bring when you tell those stories that a lot of people – don't know or don't the story doesn't get talked about enough.
I don't know how many people want to talk about it.
No, it's they just, want to hear it from you.
It's just an observation.
Listen, you
but
know
you,
what?
But you had to be there. You had to be there for the before to know. And I was very young for the before, but I remember the before.
And
that's all.
There's people who are interested in that part of it, the way you wove that into
it's
how
the two
things
generations,
are done.
I don't, you know, that, and that's the thing, you know. But to me, it gives perspective. It's what our show does. We give perspective. You know what I mean? And then and that's all. Just some perspective.
Did you realize this whole thing I'm trying to do here is a compliment? And
I
you just beat it back like you got a tennis racket.
No,
I'm trying to pay you a compliment. That was beautiful.
I appreciate
what you did
that.
There.
But, you know,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. The other thing I was going to talk about, somebody's burning one in the bathroom over here, and I don't know why. Yeah, they,
what?
Everybody's head, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's head just popped up.
I know, that's right.
I did during the break. I went in there.
What?
It was like Tommy Chong just walked out. So I was like, hey, I'm mad because, why don't you share? Yeah. And then the other thing is, what's going on at 6:44 in the morning?
Sister, you know, Mary Elephant.
Yeah. Why are you doing that?
Class.
You know what is funny now? Class. If we get into this NBA having to do with sports,
class,
that I've noticed now? There's... Sam is taking us back to a George Carlin record from back in the day.
Class.
An Emmy winning.
No, that was Cheech and Chong.
Oh, that was Cheech. I'm thinking George Carlin.
Yeah,
when
no,
you said Sister,
Sister Mary Elephant.
Yeah,
that's,
Mr. Mary
Elephant. Yeah, that was the
what
Cheech
was the
and
George
Chong.
Carlin one he did.
Cheech and Chong. Class. Shut up. Thank
pretty,
you.
Pretty,
thank you.
Pretty soon we get to play Santa Claus and his old lady. All right,
come on.
I know, now
we're doing a show here. Come on.
And we are. what you talking about? We're doing a show. Bringing up Tommy Chong, who by the way, discovered Michael Jackson. But that's a whole other episode.
Yeah, really
get
a whole
other
episode there.
Well, yeah, you the one that brought him up. In for the morning shift, and I'm sure they're like calling Mike Conti right now. Y'all, please put in somebody else next time. I'll see where Dylan's at.
Yeah.
These Hawks, they take on Cleveland today. I ain't scared of Cleveland.
I'm
in the
either.
Last season, you know, at full strength, yeah, I'm a little scared of Cleveland. But right now, they kind of nicked up.
Mm-hmm.
This is the game you win, A, just because it's in front of you, but more importantly, at the end of the season, you start checking about those
mm-hmm.
conference games
mm-hmm.
you played, who's got the better record,
yep.
And this is when you want to catch a Cleveland team.
Absolutely. It's what you want to do, and we got them here in town tonight. And coming off of a mystifying performance up in Washington. Just what in the world was that?
Yeah.
You know, just the wheels fell off and just a bad taste going into the holiday. But yeah, they will want to rebound for that. Cleveland's the team that's right in front of them now as we look at the standings in the East. Cleveland is at 5, Hawks are at 6. And so you know, you say it's early in the year to consider that type thing.
Yeah.
I think it's ever too early. It's just, you know, let's go ahead and win these games against the teams. They all matter. But when you come down to your conference and your head-to-head, the teams you're going to see more times during the season, you want to win this one at home.
I saw Tyler Hero. Is he back? Tyler Hero down there in Miami? Because, you know, that's my boy. Just
yeah,
about
you know.
His
I know it. I know it. I know
He's
it.
He's back. Miami is playing kind of crazy this year and playing in a way that gives you, as the man says, cause to pause.
Yeah,
they're ahead of that Southeast.
They got a 6-game win streak they're on right now, though. You know, watch out for Miami. They're doing some stuff. Unbeaten 9-1 at home. You don't want to go down there, you know?
Do you know what when I think about Eric Spoelstra, you know who I compare him to?
Who's that?
Cito Gaston. They're the – oh, yeah, I forgot about him. You know what I mean? He's that
dude. Not appreciated?
He's not appreciated. He's a multiple champion. And yet, if you had to vote on the top 5 coaches – that you would put in, well, period, top 10, he would not be chosen unless you were a basketball aficionado.
Is it because Pat Riley's there?
Maybe. You've got to ask the same question about Pat Riley when he was coaching because you had Jerry West over his shoulder.
I don't know if West was over his shoulder.
He put together the Showtime.
But he hadn't coached. He hadn't been like coaching the team.
But everybody knew that he was running the team. They knew that he was the general manager.
He assembled them.
And plus, Jerry, and at the time being, Pat Riley wasn't considered a great coach. Remember, he came from the broadcast booth, right?
Right.
So I'm saying,
but he was
I get
a part
what
of, you're he point. He was part of the team. He was part of like the,
yes,
the
he
family,
was.
If you will, with yeah. the Lakers that played there.
But I just, when I think about Eric Spoelstra and the job he's done, even with LeBron being gone, Cito Gaston pops to mind. There's just guys who, you know, we say this about the actual athletes, Jimmy Johnson,
okay.
Tim Duncan,
yeah.
Those guys who were all-time greats, but yet.
For some reason, they kind of fly below the radar, right?
It's just why. 5-time champion. We talk about Michael and LeBron, and then everybody's now jamming Kobe in there, and they go, oh, let's forget about Bill Russell. He's got 11 rings. But don't nobody talk about them 5 that Tim Duncan got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it wasn't spectacular, and then plus he was in San Antonio, which kind of makes you think about this current team in Oklahoma City. You know, the guys there, they seem to like playing together. They seem to not mind being where they are. You know, somebody feel like they need to be on a coast or in one of the big major cities because this team, that's the thing that makes what OKC is doing kind of like what was happening in San Antonio. Not a place that's, and I won't say the place is off the beaten path, but not one of the, quote, teams that people feel like you had to be a part of that people only tune in to watch. They tune in to watch these guys now because they're good and they're consistent and they're showing you last year was no accident. They're back to do it again. And so, you know, when was San Antonio was the same way,
Then I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I'm legitimately asking this, and you may poo-poo it, but is it because their leader is non-American? Both of those teams, the leader of those teams were not Americans.
I don't know if that has anything to
do. I don't know either. I'm asking you. The need, the want to be in front of, you know, your home folks, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that Chase doing it in Canada. You know, we know Tim Duncan, he wasn't trying to get in front of a camera anywhere and promote himself or the team. And maybe that came down from Pop. I'm just saying it's funny that those teams that you mentioned, their leaders were international
and maybe
players.
That made it easier for them to do what they were doing where they were. They didn't have to be at a certain place, right?
Yeah.
They said, well, this is where I am. Everybody here likes playing together. Well, we're going to do it here.
And a smaller town, they ain't got to worry about the big city and all the stuff, the trappings that come with that. I don't think that if you asked Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, or Tim, they could redo their careers in another city, they say, uh-uh.
No.
That was the perfect place for us.
Perfect place for them. And I think that's what we're seeing with this OKC team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, compared to the group that came through their predecessors who came through OKC and seemed like they couldn't wait to bounce out to somewhere, right? You know, these guys seem to be a lot more comfortable there and in their own skin, if you will.
We had had a conversation yesterday about this team, and are they now this decade's Golden State? And are they going to be there for a while winning championships and making everybody else adjust to them? Because we see what they've done. They ain't going no place.
Nope.
And they're going to, and they all seem, like I said, they don't seem like to me, that any, and forgive me for putting it this way, they're no knuckleheads on that team.
Or maybe it's just the culture that doesn't feed into that. And also, you're not in a big city where there are the trappings where people, you know, feel like they have to be that. You get that extra amount of attention for the team and themselves. They don't feel like they, like I said, that seems not to bother them.
Go that dude who you always had to, you know, you took that deep breath because you weren't sure what was going to happen. OKC doesn't have a Draymond.
Yeah.
But yet you needed Draymond to get them rings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't have that. And yet still.
They have somebody that plays that role. They just, you know, he's not putting himself out there and being a lightning rod.
Right. Exactly. You
know, it's like, we don't need this in our locker room. We don't need to let them have that someplace else.
But as we sit here and talk Hawks, and like I said, we're going to do a deeper dive on our Atlanta Hawks later on, who take on Cleveland tonight. Caleb Johnson's going to be joining us.
Well, you know what? We talk about the Hawks. We're counting down the days until Trae Young does return. I'm not sure what it looks like, but my curiosity is, you know, the way he takes things on after having a chance to really sit and analyze what this team is able to do without him. Does he come really, really, you know, force himself into a situation? Or does he want to come back and say, you know what, y'all been doing okay, let me get in where I fit in
a little
bit? You know, and that's the thing you wonder about him, you know, returning to the team. A lot of people want to say they don't need him. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say you need a guy that have assists that this guy can give you. But I'm curious to see how he approaches returning to
this is my question to that, because I can't remember the last time, if at all, he was out for an extended period of time. And so the question is, to your point, A, he's older now, more mature. We know what kind of player Trae is now. How then? Was there a time, Noel, and bringing Noel back in, our producer, where Trae was out and came back to the team in season like what we're about to experience, and how did he come back to the team? Did he come back in and take over, or did he just sort of, you know, merge back in, like Sam's saying, you know, kind of an on-ramp to a team that's had success?
From my memory, this will be our first time seeing this.
Okay.
Because he got injured in the playoff run. We know what that was.
Right, right.
He got injured when DeJounte was here, and he didn't really come back that season. It pretty much became DeJounte's season. So, I mean, DeJounte's team. So this is the first time we're going to see him come back in season with a team with a stride and what that looks like. So we're all like Sam wanting to see how he approaches it.
Yep.
I'm confident that what we now know about this dude is that he sees what this team is doing.
I agree with Greg.
I think that he's going to come in and he's going to be like Double Dutch. You're going to pick a spot and then jump right in.
Yep.
And we've seen this before in that playoff run when Cam Reddish had the hot hand in that last game, and Trey just kept setting him up and feeding him because mm-hmm. that's who was scoring. So we've seen him acquiesce a little bit, but now it'll be on a different level.
Be nice.
We'll see that.
I couldn't remember if he had been out and then had a return like this.
Mm-hmm.
But
and I thought, I like what his return does possibly for us, really galvanizing and solidifying that second unit, Noel, because mm-hmm. you know when you have that second unit going strong and consistent. And that's what I really want to see what that looks like when he returns too.
Yes, because that should return Nikhil Alexander Walker back to the bench and to head up that unit. You got O coming off the bench now, yep. So you got a strong center coming off the unit. It's a lot of long wing players that can reach in and get the ball, and it's a lot of guys off the bench that can shoot the three. You know, Heat Krejci.
Yeah.
has the top score. I think he's shot like the most threes or scored the most threes coming off the bench in the season so far.
Really?
Yeah, he's the best 3-point shooter coming off the bench right now.
That was supposed to be the role for Kennard. That's what you're bringing
in. That's the crazy part. So now you got two of them.
Okay.
Exactly. Shout out to Heat Krejci. That's the new nickname I'm going with.
All right.
All right, before we get on out of here, these guys, like I said, take on Cleveland. We got that game for you. Tip at 7:30 tonight. Then after that, Sunday,
okay.
Philadelphia, everybody on that team is day-to-day, it seems like. And so, you got a chance to get give Trey a chance to get his legs underneath him, get his win back against the teams that they should handle, because then right after Philadelphia, they got Detroit.
Yeah.
And they're going to see
those guys again soon. They just saw them last week, and they're going to see them again real soon.
So this is the team you're at least right now, you're grading yourself against.
Yep.
And it's nice seeing Detroit is back, too. It really is. All right, heading into the 7 o'clock hour. Now we're starting to get real. Mr. Crenshaw's going to let you know what's going on locally. And then after that, we're going to keep it local because high school basketball is in full effect, girls and boys.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about that, we got Kyle Sandy who will be joining us. And then you just heard her a minute ago, but we're going to get a full dose of Noel coming up
yep.
for the 7 o'clock hour in Noel's world.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for letting us be a part of your Black Friday mornings. I almost said Saturday. It's Friday, right?
It's Friday, man.
It's Friday, and it's Saturday. 28th day of November.
Oh,
these holidays screw me all up here. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.